My father said sugar was dirty, was filthy, because he worked in, excuse me, the sugar refiner, and everything went into that sugar. It was just filthy. It's never used sugar. And, I'm sick of it, yeah.
Well, let me ask you, you were talking about the fireplace. Now, the things you put the wood on, that...
Yeah, well, my father had took two pieces of iron, like a poke iron. You know what a poke iron is?
Yeah.
What you dig in the fire?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you'd call it galvanized iron. Something that wouldn't, the fire wouldn't hurt it. And he put them across like that, and he tied them together with wire. He wired that together. And then he put two of them in there like that. And you'd put the log across it like a horse was made like that. And you would put that between that, you see. And that's how we put it. Now, some of the fire had old-fashioned grates that came with it. It was just an iron on four legs that you shove up into the fireplace and you laid your wood on that. We also had screen wire. My father took some of this chicken wire and made a screen wire and put in front of the fireplace so that the fire wouldn't pop out or one of us would accidentally fall into the fireplace. We did that too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the things that you put the wood on were called what?
A drill. We call it a drill now.
In the fireplace?
What you put the wood on?
Yeah. Did you see them? They had those big, you know, they would have things on the front where the wood couldn't roll off them?
Yeah.
They'd be like this, and they were called...
Well, I don't know what it was called. I don't remember. All I knew that it was an iron thing that holds the wood. Well, we call it a drill. I don't know. You just shoved it into the fireplace because when you got ready to take out the ashes, you would move that. Then we had another thing. We set right in front of it, a little square iron thing. But I forgot what you call it.
What color was it with ashes there? You
sort of a gray looking.
What? Yeah.
Sort of a gray, light gray, when the ashes burn off. You know, like a cigar, called the cigar ashes?
Yes.
It's just on that on.
When, before you go to bed at night in the winter, you put on a big...
We put one big log in before you go to bed at night. My father would go there and he'd take the poker iron and he'd dig all the ashes out of it, you know, that he thought could sparkle out. And he'd put this big log in there. And he'd and you wait till it burned down some, and then he put the stone coal on that, because stone coal don't pop. Sometimes that wood pop, and it would pop out on the floor and burn your rugs, or burn your floors. You have to watch that.
Did you have something out in front of the fireplace like that, like you have there?
Yeah, we had a little square iron set in front of it to protect it from coming out, but I forgot what you call that.
A hearth or the hearth or, okay.
Yeah. No, that was a half. Call that the fire half in front. So I don't know what you call that little iron you just set in front of it.
Okay.
And then when we wasn't using it, we had another big thing like a door. You just set right in front of it. So I don't know what it's called. I don't remember. But anyways, he put the stone coal on top of that. And when the stone coal would burn down a little, it'd be red. See, when you put it on, it's a black smoke cone. And it's red afterwards. And that would burn all night. And he didn't have to worry about sparkles coming up. Now, another thing my dad used to do, he used to clean his own chimney. He'd put some old clothes on, and he'd get down there, and he'd take a... He had a long broom. You know, like you sweep the walls down with?
Yeah.
And he'd put that down in there and shove all that. He'd put newspaper, a lot of newspaper, chop a lot of newspaper into the chimney. And he'd push all that soot down. Because if you didn't, if you got too much of soot into the chimney, it could cause fire.